Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome once again, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. There are so many blessings that we can receive by reading the Psalms, not least of which is finding great joy in hearing that the Lord reigns, even in the midst of a troublesome world. The psalmist today reminds us, in only a few verses, that our Lord does reign and our Almighty God is eternal. Today's reflection is on Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. The first passage of this psalm gives us a proper picture of our Lord and God, a powerful king adorned in great splendor as he is robed in majesty and fitted with a belt of strength. We might think about how we normally robe ourselves with clothing fit for the task ahead. Heavy trousers to work on machines, overalls to work in the fields, aprons to protect while cooking, beautiful gowns or suits to attend a wedding. But the description for our Lord is that he is robed in majesty, very fitting for the most holy high ruler of all the earth, the Lord, our sovereign and holy God, above all kings and princes, whose everlasting throne was established even before the world began, as written in the first book of Moses, Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. With God's word alone was everything created. And after the fall, when man and even the earth fell into sin, still our God reigns and cannot be shaken or moved, not by the thundering power of flood waters, dangerous crashing of the waves of the seas, or even by terrifying winds of hurricanes, destructive flames of forest fires, frightening rumble of earthquakes, or the evils of sinful man. Mightier than all of these things is our God, our rock, our Savior, and he cannot be toppled. As the writer of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 wrote, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. I know many of us have seen the destructive power of storms. Homes and businesses collapsed, church buildings destroyed, food and clothing ruined, lives lost to death. Even Christians can become afraid and tempted to wonder, does God still reign? Yes, he does. Jesus' disciples learned the answer to that question whilst in their boat in a turbulent storm, frightened and rushing to wake Jesus, who was asleep in the boat with them. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? With few words, the power of Jesus rebuked the wind. Peace, be still. And there was a great calm. When we are tempted to think that God does not care about us, remembering the comforting promise written by the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, might help. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. With the disciples who heard the words, "Be still," as they witnessed the instant calm around them and were greatly amazed, we also are amazed at the powerful love of a gracious and merciful God, and believe because God's decrees are trustworthy. His warnings are good and true. He who does not believe will perish, Those who do not know Christ now, God our Father will not know on the final judgment day. Yet vengeance belongs to God and only to God, and it will be His. God has also given us the comfort of His promises, that through all things He is with us. He has promised never to forsake us. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. God promises to keep all His children from the grasp of Satan, promises us the forgiveness of our sins, and that life everlasting is ours because of Christ. And the Apostle Paul so lovingly wrote to Timothy and for all of us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into His heavenly kingdom. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Those are certainly beautiful, comforting words that we all need to hear. In His great wisdom, God promises to work all things to our good, whether we are experiencing great joy or great pain, and so we humbly put all of our trust in Christ Jesus, knowing that He is a holy God, faithful and just, gracious and merciful. Friends in Christ, through our baptisms we have been made God's temple, holy and acceptable to Him by faith through His Son Jesus. We are the church where the Holy Spirit dwells to guide and protect us from everlasting harm, assuring us that He will be the one to destroy those who seek to destroy us because of Christ. We find great comfort in knowing that the Lord, who has reigned since before time, continues to reign over all things in this world, offering everlasting life to all who will believe. God's power to save is bigger and mightier than man or devil who seeks to devour. As our psalmist declared, "Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore." A favorite hymn came to mind while I was writing this reflection, titled, "O Worship the King," written by Robert Grant in the 1800s. It's a paraphrase, I believe, of several psalms, but trusting in the powerful reign of our Lord God. O worship the King, all glorious above. O gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. O tell of His might, O sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath the deep thunderclouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust, and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for Your grace You offer us freely, and Your mercy granted daily to us for the forgiveness of our sins. Draw us to You, especially in the times of stress and sorrow in our lives, assuring us once again of Your steadfast love and faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We have made Thy name.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.